Are millennials more sexually active than previous generations? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jean Twenge, professor of psychology at San Diego State University, explores whether social media and other factors have led to a rise in sexual exploration among youth.
With the widespread availability of pornography and hookup apps like Tinder, it's commonly assumed that today's teens and young adults, known as the millennials and iGen, are more sexually active than previous generations were. But is this really true? To find out, Wren Sherman, Brooke Wells, and I looked at data from the Nationally Representative General Social Survey of more than 25,000 U.S. adults, which has asked about sexual partners since 1989. We actually found the opposite. 15% of millennials ages 20 to 24 reported having no sexual partners since age 18, more than double the 6% of Gen Xers who had no partners when they were in their early 20s. We found the same pattern of more sexual inactivity in another analysis, including all adults and controlling for age and time period. And in Centers for Disease Control surveys, the percentage of high school students who have had sex dropped from 54% in 1991 to 41% in 2015. Today's young people, especially millennials and iGeners born in the 1990s, are actually less likely to be sexually active. So why the increase in sexual inactivity? It's probably not from being too busy with work and school. Fewer young adults and teens are working, and today's students spend less time studying than their predecessors did. Other explanations are more plausible. Smartphones providing an array of instant entertainment, pornography taking the place of sex for some, later ages at first marriage, and a generation raised to think of everything in terms of safety may have all lowered rates of sexual activity. With iGen, born 1995 and later, still coming of age, it'll be interesting to see what happens next.
That was Jean Twenge of San Diego State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.